imitation of Brahman, in sound and in silence. By sound we go to silence. The sound of Brahman is Om. With Om we go to the end, the silence of Brahman. The end is immortality, union and peace. Even as a spider reaches the liberty of space by means of its own thread, the man of contemplation, by means of Om, reaches freedom. The sound of Brahman is Om. At the end of Om, there is silence. It is a silence of joy. It is the end of the journey where fear and sorrow are no more, steady, motionless, never falling, everlasting, immortal. It is called the omnipresent Vishnu. In order to reach the highest, consider in adoration the sound and the silence of Brahman. For it has been said, God is sound and silence. His name is Om. Attain, therefore, contemplation. Contemplation in silence on him. Even as fire without fuel finds peace in its resting place, when thoughts become silence, the soul finds peace in its own source. And when a mind which longs for truth finds the peace of its own source, then those false inclinations cease, which were the result of former actions done in the delusion of the senses. Samsara, the transmigration of life, takes place in one's own mind. Let one, therefore, keep the mind pure, for what a man thinks, that he becomes. This is a mystery of eternity. A quietness of mind overcomes good and evil works, and in quietness the soul is one. Then one feels the joy of eternity. If men thought of God as much as they think of the world, who would not attain liberation? The mind of man is of two kinds, pure and impure. Impure when in the bondage of desire, pure when free from desire. When the mind is silent, beyond weakness or non-concentration, then it can enter into a world which is far beyond the mind, the highest end. The mind should be kept in the heart as long as it has not reached the highest end. This is wisdom, and this is liberation. Everything else is only words. Words cannot describe the joy of the soul whose impurities are cleansed in deep contemplation. Who is one with his Atman, his own spirit? Only those who feel this joy know what it is. Even as water becomes one with water, fire with fire, and air with air, so the mind becomes one with the infinite mind, and thus attains final freedom. Mind is indeed the source of bondage, and also the source of liberation. To be bound to things of this world, this is bondage. To be free from them, this is liberation. Glory be unto Agni, the god of fire, who dwells in the earth, who remembers the world. Give this world to him who adores thee. Glory be unto Vayu, the god of the wind, who dwells in the air, who remembers this world. Give this world to him who adores thee. Glory be unto Aditya, the god of the sun, who dwells in the sky, who remembers this world. Give this world to him who adores thee. Thank you.